On November 29th, four by-elections will take place in Cork North Central, Dublin Fingal, Dublin Midwest and Wexford. Last week we visited Cork North Central and Dublin Midwest. Later in the programme, we'll hear a report from Carol Coleman, who's been to Dublin Fingal. But first, I've been to the constituency of Wexford, which is where a contest is underway to fill the seat vacated by Independence for Change TD Mick Wallace following his election to the European Parliament in the summer. It's November in Wexford and there's a by-election on, but you'd hardly even know.
Shh. It's oh so quiet. Shh. Shh.
Politicians are canvassing in the cold and dark, reaching out to an electorate which has yet to fully engage.
I'm asking people about the by-election. Do you know that it's on?
No.
You don't?
No.
Has there been any engagement at all between politicians and people around?
Not that I know of.
What about yourself? Do you know anything about it?
No, I haven't a clue. No.
No?
No.
Will you be voting yourself?
I will, yeah.
And do you know who for yet?
No, not yet.
I'm talking to people about the by-election. Do you know what's on?
No, I don't actually.
You don't?
I know it's coming on because there's a leaflet coming in through the door.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about it.
And candidates now have less than 2 weeks to engage the electorate and convince them that they should be the ones to replace one of the Dáil's most colourful and vocal politicians.
Minister, you look up here at us and you'd say, how dare those people with their long hair and raggy jeans have the audacity to challenge you?
But with Mick Wallace gone to the European Parliament, are any of the politicians vying to replace him cut from the same cloth?
Yeah, Mick would be a neighbour of mine, but Jesse was a very different type TD. We'd have discussed this between us, myself and Mick.
Verona Murphy is standing for Fine Gael, and she will, she says, be a very different type of politician from Mick Wallace.
I would be absolutely one of your funeral goers, and I think people respect that. I think it shows respect for the people also. My policies would be different and more in line with that of Fine Gael. When the Taoiseach asked me to be a candidate, I thought about it for some time because I've been a lobbyist with the IRHA for 5 years now. And it's my experience of that and my life experience and my business experience that brought me to the decision to run, because I do feel I can make a difference. If I didn't think I could make a difference, I wouldn't entertain the notion of running.
The IRHA she spoke of there is the Irish Road Haulage Association, and Verona Murphy is their president, a role she says she will vacate if elected.
Absolutely, I've stepped aside at the moment until the election takes place. Should the election see me elected, then I will be stepping down, yes.
As a TD, would you be prepared to vote for decisions which would be unpopular among hauliers? For example, increases in carbon tax, which might add to the cost of diesel fuel, for example.
Well, as a lobbyist, we've actually alleviated the carbon increase from hauliers through the diesel rebate scheme. That is simply because in the sector, we don't have an alternative to diesel that's readily available. So, you know, you do what's practical. As a TD, I will have no problem making decisions in what will favour the taxpayer. That's what it's about.
Even if those decisions do not favour the hauliers who you represent at the moment?
At the moment, what I would say about that is that decisions that are made are based on the income from the taxpayer and expenditure. Hauliers would understand that unless where there's no alternative, sometimes those decisions, you know, have to be made. In the case of diesel, we don't have a viable alternative.
But there may come a time where you're going to have to make decisions which are going to be unpopular with hauliers. So who will you be representing if you become a TD? Will you be representing the people or the hauliers?
I'll be representing the people of Wexford.
Verona Murphy says the biggest issue among voters in Wexford is the need for improved mental health services. But she says the issue of immigration has also been raised on the doorsteps. And the Fine Gael candidate is supportive of some communities who've campaigned against direct provision centres being located in their areas.
I believe there are issues with the direct provision, and I believe that the people of Oak Derard were absolutely justified because they hadn't been given enough information. These people are coming from such war-torn countries that in essence, they have to be deprogrammed, for the want of a better word, but through support services. They carry angsts that you wouldn't ordinarily see, possibly infiltrated by ISIS, and we have to protect ourselves against that. But there are support systems in place to do that, but I think they have to be available as much as the accommodation. Do not house these people where those support services aren't readily available.
And the Fianna Fáil candidate Malcolm Byrne too believes that poor services in rural areas have fuelled concerns about immigration.
Some of those who are afraid of those who are coming from outside, it's because of concerns that they have related to the housing crisis. If we are able to provide homes for all of our citizens over their heads, then I don't believe that a lot of the scaremongering about immigration will gain any traction. I think there are genuine concerns in rural areas because this government has deprived so many rural areas of services that rural communities are seen to have to provide homes for asylum seekers and yet are not being provided with a lot of the other services.
However, the Fianna Fáil candidate says it's important to be careful with the language used around immigration. He's also critical of the language used about members of the travelling community by someone in his own party, Senator Lorraine Clifford-Lee, who has since apologised for derogatory remarks she made on social media.
Those comments were wrong. Senator Lorraine Clifford-Lee should not have made those comments. She has apologised for them. They were inappropriate. I think, you know, people can make mistakes, and it's important that she learns from that. And I think it is right that she meets with traveller organisations to discuss. But being blunt, those comments were wrong.
Were they racist? Because Pavi Point said they were.
I make a judgment on my own basis. It's not language that I would use, and I think that the terms used were inappropriate.
Should she stand down from the election?
No, I think it's ultimately going to be up to the voters of Dublin Fingal to make a decision on that issue.
Malcolm Byrne was chosen to contest this by-election by Fianna Fáil headquarters. It's a decision which has prompted public criticism from some in the local Fianna Fáil organisation, who have described him as Dublin's candidate.
Hang on, I've been a local councillor for 20 years. I've been local Fianna Fáil councillor for 20 years. I've worked with people right throughout the party. All of the local councillors are coming out and are supporting me and canvassing with me. Deputy James Brown is coming out and canvassing with me. I believe that you know, I'm best placed to represent everybody within this constituency, because if I'm elected, I will be representing not just Fianna Fáil voters, which I will be proud to do, but every voter within this constituency.
But it was headquarters that selected you rather than the local Fianna Fáil organisation here.
Well, the National Constituencies Committee selected me, but they selected me on the basis of my performance in the local and European elections. I polled the highest number of votes in the local elections of any candidate of any party and none. So it was on the basis of my electoral record. But I also think I was selected because I think people are aware of the fact that I've been campaigning on a range of issues on education, on cleaner air for over 20 years, and because that they believe that if I am elected at national level, that I have an understanding of some of the policy issues and that I will be able to actually implement change.
Another candidate hoping to implement change is Sinn Féin's Johnny Mithen. He came close to taking a seat in the last general election, but at the local elections in May this year, he was unsuccessful. So how is he going to turn the fortunes of his party around in this election?
Well, you know, if I could say that, you know, it's very difficult, obviously. But look, we've regrouped, we've done analysis on the whole situation. I mean, it's not the first time that a political party has a bad election. I mean, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael had done it before. And, you know, when you look into the details of it, you actually see that Fine Gael didn't do too well either in the local elections, you know.
Do you want Sinn Féin to be in government?
Of course. I mean, look, it's like being inside a tent and outside a tent. I mean, Sinn Féin deserve a place in government. We deserve it to be there. We know we can make the policies. We know we can make changes to ordinary people and give working families a break.
You can't do it alone, though. The maths would suggest that, the arithmetic. So who would you go into government with?
That will be decided. You know, this is a question that's often asked. But honestly, that will be decided by the grassroots.
But if the people of Wexford, who you're looking for their vote now, if they ask you, what's your position, would you go into government with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil?
We will go into government with anybody who will have red lines. We will state what we have to state, and once those red lines are crossed, we won't deal with anybody.
Another party which has recently set out its red lines is Labour. Its candidate is Wexford Mayor George Lawler. But with party leader Brendan Howlin also in the constituency, could Wexford sustain two Labour TDs at the next general election?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time we ever had two TDs in Wexford. Going back to the 60s, I acknowledge, but it wouldn't be the first time. Labour have always been strong. I'm the Mayor of Wexford. The chain I wear bears one link, which was the link of Richard Corrish, who was Mayor of Wexford for 25 years in a row. Labour is very much entrenched in the people's mood in Wexford, and there has always virtually been a Labour seat. It would be a lovely proposition, a lovely problem to have to try and solve, but certainly we haven't decided on strategy for a general election. What we're focusing on is one election at a time, and in this one to win it.
George Lawler's party leader has proposed an alliance with like-minded parties, including the Greens. Its candidate in this election is Karen Dubsky, a well-known ecologist and environmental scientist. She says most of the people she canvasses would prefer that she focuses her attention on the problems associated with climate change rather than the issues that can dominate traditional politics, like medical cards, waiting lists and roads.
I'd say approximately 80% are saying this is the time with climate change where we actually need to set aside what our individual needs are. Also, we already have Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour representing this county. So they have established roots for many people. It really is an issue of priority. And just now, about 80% who I talk to see climate change as the first priority to get something done fast.
The Greens are not the only small party hoping to make a breakthrough in this election. People Before Profit candidate Cinnamon Blackmore says she would pick up the baton from the departing Mick Wallace.
Well, Mick Wallace had a big pair of boots to fill, and he was able to stand up in the door. He was able to ask the hard questions. He did not toe the party line. He was not easy to get on with, and he made people annoyed. And he forced people to make honest answers. I think People Before Profit are well able to represent and stand in for Mick and what he did, and stand up for people who are not protected by vast amounts of money.
AIM2's candidate Jim Codd is also promising to stand up for people's rights.
We have a situation where so many people are not brought to account, where there isn't transparency. I promise the people of Wexford that I will pursue transparency and I will pursue their rights. I will stand up for them when others turn away.
And Melissa O'Neill is representing the Irish Freedom Party.
We're a new party here in Ireland. We're recently registered, but we have been working behind the scenes for a couple of years now, building up the party. And basically, we're a Eurosceptic party, you know, which have main policies as into mass immigration and taking back our sovereignty.
This election may have gotten off to a quiet start, and a low turnout is expected, as is traditional in by-elections. But for the next fortnight, the politicians in Wexford will do their best to encourage the electorate to exercise their democratic right and to vote in the election on November 29th.
You're all alone. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until you fall in love.
And those were the candidates from Wexford with a little help from Bjork, and we'll be hearing from Dublin Fingal later in the programme.